Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into the world of AI and productivity. Get ready, folks, because Gemini AI is landing in Google Calendar.
Whoa, hold on.
Gemini in my calendar? That sounds like a game changer. What's the scoop? It is.
Think of it as your personal calendar assistant, powered by AI. You can ask it anything about your schedule, create new events, and even dig up those forgotten appointments, all with simple, natural language.
Exactly. Or add a team meeting to my calendar for next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Boom, done. No more tedious clicking and typing. This article from ZDNet lays it all out, even tested it out themselves.
Seriously, that's amazing. Did they mention anything about how smart it really is? Can it understand complex requests?
Yeah, they gave some pretty cool examples. Like, what shows do I have on my calendar? Even if the event title doesn't explicitly say show, Gemini can figure it out based on the context.
Wow. So it's not just keyword matching. It actually understands the meaning. But what if I just want to quickly glance at my schedule? Do I have to ask Gemini every time?
Not at all. The article mentions a Gemini side panel in Google Calendar. It's right there, ready to answer your questions or take your commands. You can still use your calendar normally, but Gemini is there for extra support.
This sounds almost too good to be true. Is there a catch? I mean, is it available for everyone?
Well, there is a small catch. For now, it's part of Google Workspace Labs, their early access program, so you'll need to sign up for that first.
Ah, the velvet rope. I see, interesting. But if I don't like it, can I just turn it off?
Yep, but here's the kicker. You have to leave Google Labs entirely, and no coming back, at least not right away. So it's a bit of a commitment.
Got it. Sounds like it has the potential to be a real productivity booster. I'm definitely intrigued, although I'm a little wary of giving AI even more access to my personal data.
That's a valid concern.
We'll have to see how this plays out in terms of privacy and data security. But hey, the future is here, right?
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.